When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so Bryn and I have these holiday traditions. And when she was younger, we used to go to the Grinch and we used to go to Macy's and see, I think her name was like, Virginia, that was the girl that like, and there was a little puppet show and we'd, you know, buy an ornament and I still have the Macy's ornament and it's like great memories there. And she got older and we stopped going to Santa and we still went to Radio City for the Christmas show every year. And when she was younger, we would go see the llamas in the back and they know us. That was a ritual. We have pictures from that. And then during the pandemic, we skipped some years of the Radio City show. I think it might've been just one. And felt a little badly, but of course there was nothing you could do about it. But I think the anxiety was that we wouldn't pick it up again. And of course we did. And these new traditions have started, including Jingle Ball, which is fun that it's like a glamorous red carpet event for us because I get to go on the red carpet with Bryn, which is sort of like a fun extra moment. She's not a kid that I take out to events and go on red carpets, nor do I really go to events and go on red carpets. But the ones that I like are the ones where it's like a mommy and me experience. And it doesn't have to be. I could bring her and a friend, which one year I'm sure I will. But we go together. And not unlike the Taylor Swift concert where you're going to be up much later and be in traffic and you're not going to leave early. She wants to stay to the end to see Olivia Rodrigo. And that means you're getting out at midnight and home at 1 a.m. And one of our rituals is that after the Jingle Ball, which has now become part of our tradition to get dressed up girly and holiday-like, is then to drive past the tree. And this year, it said it would take us an hour to get home, which was in Connecticut, but it would take us 37 minutes to get to the tree. So we didn't do the tree. And we were supposed to go Jingle Ball Friday, Saturday we had an event, and Sunday go to Radio City Music Hall. And we both just looked at each other, and we knew it was aggressive. And I was just like, we're tired. Like, you can't beat yourself up. You can't just, like, do it to check the boxes. And so she said, maybe we'll do it another day. And I said, yeah, maybe we will and maybe we won't. We'll always go back to the Radio City Music Show. And if we don't get there this year, it doesn't mean, like, you know, we're not sticking to these traditions, which I think that people need to hold on to for themselves and for nostalgia and to capture childhood and to make sure that when the rest of life seems scary and terrible or finances are in despair or you can't be with family members, or you can't buy the things you want to buy, or you're getting older, or someone's sick, or whatever it is, these traditions are something that you can rely on. It's something to look forward to, and memories to have, and pictures, and a reason to buy an ornament, and then create another memory by hanging it on the tree. But you can always create new traditions, which we do. The store that we buy the special ornament at is a new tradition for probably a couple of years. And we now look forward to that. And I think it's good to add new traditions, you know, and not be obsessed with sticking to old ones. Last year, we traveled on Christmas Eve and we got into crazy delays, and Brim was having massive anxiety that we wouldn't make Santa. And like, we were trying to beat Santa on the plane and see if we'd see the sleigh on the plane. And, you know, it became this Christmas Eve thing. Now, it wasn't fun. We do laugh about it. But lo and behold, because there aren't enough days in vacation and just for different logistical reasons, this year we're traveling from the same place in Colorado by plane on Christmas Eve. It's a risk. She might have anxiety again. We might have to try to beat Santa again. Like, you know, these things are just these memories, and it's sort of, the process is fun. You know, I do suggest that you make the effort. It doesn't mean it has to cost money. It could, you know, it could be something inexpensive, like making your own snow globes. They sold those at the dollar store. You know, painting ceramic ornaments, and the gingerbread house making can be at home, and just buy extra candy and like do it yourself. I just think that it is fun to do these different things, you know, and stop down and create these memories and traditions.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. TIKA.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Kim Kardashian's not apologizing to Taylor Swift. I'm not even sure Taylor Swift is demanding an apology. I don't know that she even would actually, realistically, and truthfully accept an apology. I don't know that Kim is truly deeply sorry. And I'll say something, is that Kim Kardashian and the Kardashians are too big to fail. they're too big to fail. And now Taylor Swift individually is bigger than Kim Kardashian, but is not bigger and more powerful than the K's overall, the K's and the J's, because they've got half the alphabet at this point. Like, the K's and the J's are so fucking powerful. It's just, it's not, it's too big to fail. Like, there'd have to be a massive economic crisis and, like, meetings, you know, with board members and international summits for the Kardashians to fail. Like, she should apologize, but she doesn't have to apologize, and she doesn't seem like she wants to apologize. I don't even know that it would be accepted, but they just like for things to just, like, pass on through, because they've got global fame, international fame, power, acting, apparel, makeup. You know, there are very few mediums they don't fashion, they don't touch. And when you have so many siblings and, like, now you've got offspring, like, you've just got so many layers of this Kardashian-Jenner dynasty that it almost doesn't fucking matter what they do. They are beyond cancellation with a K. It's not even possible. And so all these people waste their goddamn breath doing TikTok videos and all this stuff about the phone call and the apology and that it was a manufactured phone call and all this stuff. Everyone likes to waste their breath just because they're going to rate by talking about it. But it is a waste of breath because they are not going to get canceled. Like, it's just not going to happen. So the more people talk about them, the more successful they become. So if you want to talk about them because it makes you more successful and you want to just grab onto some of the shine or the light, have at it. But people now jumping on a bandwagon all these years later after the phone call, they could have stayed with that cause for years. They're jumping on the bandwagon because now it's popular and cool and Time Magazine came out and now it's popular and cool to complain and put snake emojis all over Kim's account. And so now it's time to apologize. Why wasn't the apology demanded years ago? Like, everybody jumps on a bandwagon. In the beginning, everyone was so mad and irate about TJ and Amy Robach. And, like, then it like de-swelled. But now they really were going through a divorce when it all happened. And they didn't really do anything wrong in the eyes of their employers. And they did get the full payout for their contracts. They don't have to sue anybody. So it's like now it's cool and popular to bring it up again. Like, it's just like more clickbait. But, like, what happened during all that in between time? We're just on a pause. Someone said, everyone pause on the TJ Amy thing. Let's beat the shit out of them. Even though they didn't do anything wrong, then we're going to pause. But then their exes are going to get together and be in a relationship. Up, bring it up again. Fire up the TJ Amy drama. Fire it up again. Like, where's the conductor? Who's that person saying, bring this side of the orchestra up. Bring the Kim up now because Taylor's in Time Magazine. Okay, but hold, let's let that swell. Let's let that reduce. Bring up the TJ and Amy because the exes are together. It's like, I know that's the media, but it's so bullshit for people to, like, get all, like, high and mighty and pound their chests about these things. Make it your cause. If your cause is the Taylor apology because you're a big Swiftie and always have been, fucking wear the Britney t-shirts, like, for years. Like, be that loyal. Be a diehard apologize to Taylor bitch all this time. But you can't just come in and be like a fickle apologize to Taylor bitch. Balenciaga, no different. Balenciaga mothers are, like, canceling each other and going crazy. I was scared I had Balenciaga in my fucking household. I was scared someone was going to see it through the walls. Someone has an invisible Balenciaga camera because there was some, like, reference to, like, pedophilia or something and some photo shoot. Mothers were irate. We weren't allowed to, like, even say the word Balenciaga. I think Teresa wore a fake Balenciaga sweatshirt and she was getting in trouble because she didn't realize how deep it was. She didn't know the moms were going to kill her. But now no one told us it's okay. I have a Balenciaga mushy bag. I forgot what that bag is called, but it's been sitting in a fucking safety deposit box because we're not allowed to wear about it or talk about it. We cannot speak of it. Everyone told me I couldn't talk about it. I wasn't allowed. But then all of a sudden, one day, the K's are wearing Balenciaga. Just like somebody said, no, the conductor said, oh, no, you're allowed to Balenciaga. Bring in the Balenciaga orchestra now. They can play the violins. It's okay now. No one issued a press release. No one told me. We didn't know. The Balenciaga bag, I think I put in, like, my fucking another house, like, to wear to paint. I'm not allowed to wear blends. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, I am. Kardashian said it's okay. I could wear a fucking turquoise body stocking in sateen now with gloves over my hands. Kardashian said I can. I can wear my Balenciaga bag. And it's okay to kind of like TJ and Amy Robach. Because the conductor said no. Yeah. They didn't fucking do anything wrong. They were really getting divorced the whole time. They have a podcast out now. Their exes are together. They're going to go on family vacations with everybody. You can wear fucking Balenciaga and love TJ and Amy Robach. Because the conductor told me it's okay. And now the conductor says it's time to get mad at Kim Kardashian. And now she has to apologize 90 years later. TJ and Amy Robach are not like public social media figures. They have a podcast. They're news professionals. So they went on a fucking roller coaster ride. Why do I know that? I will not tell you exactly why and what exactly was said because I'm a vault. And even Andy Cohen, I know deep dark about him. I've got texts. I've got conversations. There is a code. You could have a sword and be at battle with a shield. There is a code. There is a code. So I was talking to TJ. He came up to me at the iHeart Jingle Ball. I didn't even know he knew who I was. I didn't know why he would think that I was an expert on being hated, but he's right. So we were talking and, you know, they've been through the fucking rinse cycle, up and down, up and down. I'm like, it's not even real. Anything, nothing you're seeing is real. It's confirmation bias. Like, you're reading things that you're seeing about you because you're like looking in places that it's about you. Go to the Piggly Wiggly. Nobody gives a good fuck. Kim has to apologize to Taylor and we're allowed to wear Balenciaga again, TJ. Don't fucking worry about it. Go hang out with your new love. Well, it's been a love for a while, but do your podcast, love your life, love your beautiful daughter you brought to the Jingle Ball, and enjoy. Don't look at it. It's not real. It's a mirage. It's a mirage. Right now, we're putting snake emojis on Kim Kardashian's account and, you know, watching people get exasperated trying to get an apology when it ain't fucking coming. Christmas is coming. Don't worry. The conductor's going to fucking put you to the side any minute. No one's going to care. I could be up next. Right now, yes, your exes are dating. You're taking another run. There's a news producer that just got married. Matt Lauer is in the hot seat now, too. He went to that wedding. You know, all that's happening. But don't worry about it. It's not real. None of it's real. If I look on social media, I am the devil incarnate. If I walk the streets, I'm fucking Madonna, the Justin Bieber of the dollar store. So you want to look for a fucking aunt at the picnic? You'll find one. If you don't, go to the dollar store. You could be very famous there.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Imagine getting in a hot, stuffy car in the summer. You know how it cools off much faster when you roll down the windows first to get the hot air out? Well, that's exactly how an Easy Breathe basement ventilation system works, removing all the musty, damp, stagnant air and replacing it with fresher, cleaner, drier air. Take charge of your air with Easy Breathe ventilation and get $250 off today. Ask about DIY kits. Visit takechargeofyourair.com or call 866-822-7328.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.